apple economics. Though livid and salacious, supermarket Red Delicious don't deserve the name. But after bagging two or three, I think of old stock stamens that grew behind our house in weather-beaten, bee-infested rows no one ever pruned, and all we had to do was reach. I must have eaten bushels worth while balanced in the highest limbs, with one hand full of apples, the other swatting bees. I walked Swallow's Tip and skimmed the tree-rimmed skies, already hinting cold, the windfall left ungathered, the fallow years that followed, and now this bag of garish fruit my memory grafts to vintage among the rows of grocery aisles that green to fields of praise.